Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
WEEI Afternoons, Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson in the house.
Oh,
one of the jerseys that the previous texter said he bought after Grogan stopped buying quarterbacks, only bought linebackers, and one of those was Ted Johnson.
So he was the one. God bless him. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the support. Thank you.
It's 3 o'clock. Ted's here. It also means it's time for the 3-point stance.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pastrnak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone. A 3-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, fellas. Time for the 3-point stance. Three hosts, three takes on the biggest stories going around in the world of sports, sometimes beyond today. We go in the order of Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, and then Ted Johnson. Each host gets 1 minute to make their opening take, and then we open up the floor for debate after that. Andy Hart is going to lead us off. Mr. Hart, are you ready?
I am absolutely ready.
All right, Andy Hart, your 60 seconds begins now.
So I brought this up before, and I was laughed at, I was poo-pooed, and some people even said, as of Friday, the idea was dead. But I now believe, more strongly than I've ever believed this before, that Brad Marchand, who is back in Boston tonight at TD Garden, will return on a more permanent basis this summer when he hits free agency. I listened to Brad Marchand in Florida talking, and he had this to say, and I now believe we will see you again soon, Brad Marchand.
I believe Sweeney is one of, if not the best general managers in the league. I've watched him for a very long time, excel at his job, and for those who are in the organization and know the effort that he puts in every day and how hard he works, no one would question where his loyalty lies.
That is Brad Marchand, basically talking about the guy that kind of fired him, moved on from him, divorced from him, whatever negative term you want to use. And Brad Marchand is saying something Bruins fans don't even say, that Don Sweeney's the best GM in hockey. Brad Marchand is that emotional. He's with the Panthers right now. He's going to learn that the grass isn't greener, and we're going to get into the contract offers later, but he's going to realize life is good in Boston. He will be back next summer on a 3-year deal. So, Brad Marchand, this break is not a breakup.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
All right.
We were laughing at you, by the way.
Andy?
You weren't the only one.
Well stated. Not any more than normal. All right. Nick Fitzy Stevens, are you ready with your opening take?
Yes, and mine is going to be from a place called reality, unlike Andy's from Fantasyland.
Okay. Well, your 60 seconds in reality starts now.
What is one of the main things people have complained, cried, bemoaned, pissed, and complained about over the last 10, 15 years regarding your New England Patriots? They have been upset about the fact that the Patriots have not spent money. Ah, they're 31st in cash spending over the last 10 years. Ah, they always cheap out on the free agents. They never go get what they need. They never go shopping. They're the new interest kings of the NFL. It's awful. Well, guess what? Yesterday, Patriots fans, your football team, armed with the most money in free agency, $130 million with which to play, did just like Mike Vrabel in the new Belichick sipping orange juice photo of the internet and splashed the pot. He more than splashed the pot. He walked in and he ran that table. He gave you a new linebacker, a new cornerback, a new defensive lineman, a guard, a receiver, and there is more to come. And it was with the blessings of the Kraft family and Wolf and Cowden and everyone else working in tandem with him. So, for anyone that wants to know or see that your team is committed to improvement, your team is committed to being good again, and maybe one day daring to be excellent, no complaining about them not spending money, because damn it, they're out there writing checks trying to make everything right for the fall of 2025 and beyond.
All right, nicely done. Love the positivity there with the Patriots at Nick Fitzy Stevens. Last but certainly not least, our good friend Ted Johnson. Ted, are you ready?
I am ready, Daniel.
All right, Ted, your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right. Mine's going to fall in line a little bit with Fitzy as far as just loving up a local team. You guys see that game Saturday night?
Lakers
game? Oh, my gosh. The Lakers coming in, with they won 9 in a row, I think, something like that. They made a trade for Luka, and all of a sudden they become a defensive powerhouse, right? Going into that game against the Celtics. The Celtics, you guys, remind me of a team I played on back in 2004 where it just felt like we couldn't do anything wrong. We were destined from the very beginning of the season to the very end to hoist that Lombardi trophy at the very end. And I'm saying it right now, it feels like there is not a team in the NBA that can touch the Celtics right now. What that game against the Lakers did, are you kidding me? Outscoring them 29-13 in the third quarter. LeBron going out with a groin injury. The defense got turned up in that game. You got Al Horford, who was second in plus-minus at +16, and Derek White was +17. These are your secondary players, but the stars came out. Jason Tatum came to play that game. A lot of times you don't see him show up maybe in these big games. 40 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists. The Lakers can't touch what the Celtics give you. The Celtics, in my opinion, are by far easily the best team in the NBA, and it's not even close, gentlemen.
You guys are extremely positive here on this Tuesday.
But what happens when you get a little sunshine, Dan?
It's true. Sun comes out, we're positive.
I'm all in on this. Okay, so just to recap, Andy believes Brad Marchand is coming back to the Bruins. Fitzy is positive on the Patriots spending ways during the NFL's legal tampering period. And Ted believes that the Celtics are far and away the NBA's best. So we'll start with Andy's argument about Brad Marchand. And Fitzy, I want to go to you first on this, because you made a comment right after his opening take about Andy living in fantasy land. So I'm assuming you're not on Andy's side on this.
No, it's so infrequent that people get traded midseason, late season, away from a team on the rebuild or that has work to do, and they come back and say, yeah, sure, even though I've only got a year or two of my past prime end of career hockey insert sport here left, I'll come back and, you know, die valiantly with you guys by your bedside. No way. He's going to get a taste of what it's like to get back into not only just the postseason, but high leverage hockey, possibly even skating for a cup. And he's going to get re-addicted to that drug over people, you know, wearing his jersey at the Garden and yelling his name and, you know, hearing sound bites on EEI and getting into clapbacks with Rich Keefe. As fun as that'd be, I think we're getting sold a great bill of goods. Marchand loves Boston, but not enough to eschew champion, chasing a couple more cups.
Do we think he'll get signed a new deal in Florida, and do we think they'll offer him more than what the Bruins were offering him? Because that's the big question. He'll get a taste, and he's going to probably enjoy playing for the Florida Panthers. But will the Florida Panthers want to sign him to a long term deal that he wanted reportedly from the Bruins, but couldn't come to an agreement?
You know what this made me think of is why can't I think of his name? The sharpshooter from UConn for the Celtics, Ray Allen. Ray Allen, when he left the Celtics and then they found out he actually took less money to go to the Heat, I do wonder if the negotiation here went a certain way and he saw certain things and he has a certain stature, Would he take less money to go, maybe the same contract they were offering, the $6.3 million? Would he take less money to go to Florida? The other thing that I don't really know how to analyze this in my own argument, I'm just going to be real. I believe this is a possibility after hearing Brad Marchand and how much he loves Sweeney and the Bruins. But is his likelihood of returning to Boston better if the Panthers don't win the Cup? Or if the Panthers, let's say, win the Cup, which way makes him more likely to go back to Boston?
I'd have to know what they're offering him in a new deal. So I don't know if that's going to matter, the winning or the losing. You have to tell me, are they going to offer him let's just say they offer him a deal similar to the Bruins.
Yeah.
He'll stay in Florida.
You think?
I do.
Mm-hmm. Weather, taxes,
all
life?
All of it.
Keep going. Andy, you talked about this morning. You started the show at 2 o'clock, and you're just like, hey, watch out, everybody. Old Rainbow Charlie here, and I am just in the best mood today because I got like an hour of sunshine.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised what that no taxes and winning in life would do to you on a regular basis. I'm sorry. I just can't see Marchand coming back.
And is anybody confused on actually what really went on behind the scenes here? So you got a guy that reportedly was wanting, you know, north of $7 million for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And the Bruins were willing to give him six and change.
6.3, his number.
Okay, so they couldn't really, people are mad that the Bruins didn't come up and give him a little bit more. And you think, okay, so he's got to be mad at the front office, right?
No.
He's emotional talking about Don Sweeney and the job he's done here in Boston. So how can you have that kind of feelings for a guy that wouldn't give you the contract you want? The only thing it tells me is, does anybody know what that might be?
What?
It had to be a Charlie Jacobs decision. It had to be for an ownership.
Oh,
and
okay.
Marchand knows it. That's to me, the only thing is that Marchand knows. Don Sweeney probably said to him, you know, Marchie, it's out of my hands, bud. This is all I'm able to give you. Why else would you be crying and being emotional in a positive way about a general manager that wouldn't come up on his offer to satisfy what your requests were? That, to me, that's Don Sweeney saying, hey, bud, between you and me, this is on the owner. This isn't on me. I would sign you to whatever I want. So that's the only thing I can come up with, is that the owner got involved, and that's why Brad Marchand has the nice things he's saying, pouring perfume all over Don Sweeney. Because I can't understand why else he would be doing that when reportedly the two sides couldn't agree on a deal. Why would you be feeling that way about a general manager who wouldn't come up a little bit on your request? So that's what happened there.
That's an interesting take, and it's also a bit of a fly in my return ointment here. if he hates the ownership group, there's a possibility. No one asked him about ownership,
and he's been here. Okay, Don Sweeney's hasn't been here. When did Don Sweeney get here?
10 years ago.
So Marchand was here before Don Sweeney was here, right?
Yes, so I believe
he's
so.
He's had the same owner the whole time, but he's had different general managers in his tenure. Mm-hmm. Yet he didn't even mention the owner. Did he mention the owner at all?
Not in what I listened to.
Any audio? Did you hear one time Brad Marchand say, I want to thank the Jacobs family for allowing me to play in Boston for 16 years? But never, not once, I don't think.
They're also a little bit distant. They're not really.
I get it, but still,
you know what I mean?
Man.
Like, I've watched the Crafts hang out at the locker room door after every game and like shake every hand. That's not exactly the Jacobs family there. I mean,
LRHC.
They were
LRHC.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, lower right hand corner.
Yep.
Does that say Sweeney?
Nope.
Don Sweeney on the bottom of that check, or does it say Jacobs on the bottom of that check?
So you're telling me if it were just Don Sweeney, my plan would work.
Of course.
The problem is the Jacobs family's involved, and they're going to screw up my plan of Brad Marchand returning to Boston.
I think they're more involved. Yep. And I'm curious. Ooh. I'll be curious what the Bruins offer. This is going to be an interesting story, because will the Bruins offer him the same? Will they raise it? I mean, he's not getting any younger, right? And so will the Florida Panthers like him enough to give him what he wants after the season ends? So there's a lot of interesting kind of tentacles on the Brad Marchand deal, in my opinion.
All right, gentlemen, we'll reset the Bruins conversation later on in the 4 o'clock hour, but let's move on to Fitzy's point about the Patriots spending in free agency. And Ted, I want to start with you. You were probably sitting anxiously yesterday as the Patriots made move after move after move. So your reaction to the wallet that was opened by the Kraft family on day one of the tampering period?
Look, I thought they did good. I thought they did damn good. You know, so people are giving them a B. I'd give them, it's definitely a solid B. Let's just talk about the first, you know, maybe the first three or four picks, the first signings. You know, Milton Williams.
Hmm.
A lot of people were worried about maybe, you know, somebody coming in and being the highest paid player that it wasn't on this team already. Did that seem like that bothered Mike Vrabel and the Patriots? Because now a new player that's never played here before is the highest paid player in the history of the New England Patriots. That'd be Milton Williams. He was the Patriots' Mario Williams, was he not?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So they were going to come hell or high water. They were going to make sure they got Milton Williams because Carolina wanted him as well. And so it became a bidding war. So they got the guy that they wanted. He's only played 50% of the snaps. So he's not even close to being worth that contract. So when you sign a big contract like that, sometimes they'll just tell you, hey, just keep doing what you're doing. You know, you don't have to. They're going to have to do more than what you've been doing, I think, Milton Williams, to live up to that contract. That's my opinion. They're one of their second biggest pick for his free agent signing. Carlton Davis is going to help Milton Williams in a big way. And how is that? How does that make sense? Because here's the thing about Carlton Davis, the top cornerback on the market, along with Milton Williams, was probably the top defensive tackle on the market. So they got two of the top players at their positions on the market. When you have two elite corners that the Patriots have now with Carlton Davis and Christian Gonzalez, you can play a lot more man-to-man and do it. When you play man-to-man, you can rush five guys. You don't have to rush four. You can rush five because you feel so good about your man-to-man guys. That will give Milton Williams more one-on-one opportunities than maybe he's had in the past and get more sacks. That's going to help the defensive line. Having two elite corners is going to help the defensive line in their pass rush, because now there's probably going to be more man-to-man. Mike Vrabel, in his time in Tennessee, ran a lot of man-to-man. Carlton Davis is one of the best man-to-man cornerbacks in the league, along with Christian Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. So watch the Patriots to major in man-to-man coverage and a lot of five- and six-man rushes, so that defensive line is going to get one-on-one and get to the quarterback more. So those two guys, believe it or not, There's synergy between Carlton Davis and Milton Williams, the two signings. One's going to help the other and the other. When you have two great cornerbacks and you force that quarterback to hold the ball a little bit longer, that helps what? Your pass rush. So they help each other out is what I'm trying to say. And then I'll say real quickly, Robert Spillane, I love the signing. Tackle monster. I'm a big fan of tackle monsters, but tackles for losses.
Better that than tickle monster.
Tackle for losses. He is a downhill player. There's only two types of linebackers in the league. I've told you this before, Andy. Float and field guys and downhill players. And he's a downhill player, so he will make a lot of tackles on the other side of the line of scrimmage. And I'll say this about Matt Collins. Matt Collins, 5 touchdowns last year. The Patriots ranked 30th in red zone, terrible in red zone. The most touchdowns he's ever had was last year at 5 TDs. He's a tough SOB. He is a good, hell of a good football player. And I think he can be a red zone target for Drake May and get that red zone up to where it needs to be. So those are just some initial thoughts on those 3-4 top players that they signed yesterday.
So Ted, what else when it comes to not only just like football abilities, Spillane, tackle monster, Milton Williams, pressuring and pushing the pocket, obviously, Carlton Davis adding to the coverage as well. Two good corners potentially now. Two good pass rushers on the defensive line if Barmore is healthy. Two good safeties back there that can bring the punch and the crunch. The defense is definitely on the up and up. Were you surprised, though? We debated this for a while yesterday. Were you surprised that they targeted defense first, considering it should have been good last year, was not an offense, just basically leaked gas all season?
When you can't get the offensive players that you want, pivot to the defense, right? If you can't get the wide receiver you want, the left tackle that you want, then you know what? Okay, those guys, they didn't want to come here. We tried. They didn't even get the free agency, the guys that we targeted. So what are we going to do? We got to pivot to defense. And if you look at the Super Bowl with the Chiefs and the Eagles, would you say those teams had better offenses or better defenses?
The Chiefs, usually better offense.
You think their offense is better than their defense?
They're known for
what were
having
they this
a better
year?
Offense.
What were
this year? Oh, the defense was much better.
And I'd say the Eagles defense is
Eagles was both. They were really good.
I think the Eagles defense is better than the Eagles offense. That's just my opinion. We can debate that. But the point is, defense still matters. Mm. It still matters. All right. And so, you want to help a young quarterback? Have a dominant defense that gives you the ball a lot, that doesn't stay on the field. I mean, the Patriots' time of possession, their defense last year, they couldn't get off the freaking field on third down. You have an elite defense, that helps your offense. It doesn't help the left tackle, but it helps get the ball more to your young quarterback and get off the field quicker. So having a good defense helps your young quarterback. Don't forget that.
All right, boys, with the few minutes we have left here on the three-point stance on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to go to Ted's point about the Boston Celtics. And, Andy, I'll start with you and with a question. Do you agree that the Celtics are leaps and bounds ahead of a team like the Lakers and other teams in the NBA? Where do you see the Celtics within kind of the power dynamic in the NBA right now?
So, first of all, as the only guy on this show that admits that he wears a Jaylen Brown jersey to the beach, I think I'm most qualified to answer this question.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the dress collar polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code Tiki for 20% off at collarsandco.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. Are you sure that's something you want to admit to?
Absolutely.
I'm not ashamed of it.
And I'm not ashamed that it replaced my Celtic Shaq jersey either. I have multiple Celtics jerseys I can wear on the boat or the beach. But I'm not quite the homer that Ted Johnson is. Excuse me, because while I think the Celtics proved that the Lakers are pretenders, and I absolutely think they proved that on Saturday, I'm not yet ready to put a nail in the coffin of teams called the Cavs, who split the season series with the Celtics, or either of the two teams that I watched last night. And I continue to marvel that I am ending up on NBA TV watching random out-of-market games. I started watching Denver OKC last night to prep for tomorrow night when we'll be down at scores to lead into Celtics Thunder at the Garden. And I still think both of those teams are legitimate threats to the Celtics, including if you watched last night and you saw Jokic and Jamal Murray do the 30-30 thing that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum can do to a lot of teams, it's hard to say that team couldn't beat the Celtics. So I feel great about the Celtics. I think the Celtics are trending in the right direction. Told you guys last week, I believe more in Joe Mazzulla now than I did a year ago or 3 months ago. And that's a good thing for the Celtics, right? Even including last night when he was asked about, hey, what do you think about your brother working for the Jazz? He's like, yeah, he's on the other team. Like, he's just that hardo, weird guy.
That's performance nonsense.
Well, you can't like Matt Collins and not like Joe Mazzulla. They're both performers.
Sure I can.
They do the Casas thing. Yeah, you should like Mazzulla because he's achieved something that Matt Collins won't. But the Celtics are a great basketball team, and I think they are one of the two or three best teams in the NBA. But, Ted, I'm not quite ready to say this is a slam dunk, can't lose proposition. Including for the one thing, and we need to get to this at some point, halftime, the tweet from the unicorn, who's like, sorry, guys, I'm still missing another game because I got a virus that they can't figure out. This poor Porzingis thing continues to weird me out. I'm not going to be worried until we get to the postseason and he's not out there. But they are. If you said Porzingis is a 1,000% healthy, that increases my chances of jumping on your bandwagon. But right now, they're among the best teams.
I'm assuming he's healthy.
Okay.
I'm making the assumption that he's healthy,
dangerous
even though they didn't need him.
Ted.
They didn't need him in that game against L.A. It didn't matter.
Nope.
I can almost make an argument that you don't need the zinger. Until Oklahoma City does it, it's hard for me to give them. After SGA, okay, Holmgren. I don't know. They don't have a lot of players that scare me. I know they're young. I know they're hungry. And they play excellent defense, but from top to bottom, there's not even a roster that touches what the Celtics can give you.
All right, you bleed green. We'll see. That's why tomorrow this gauntlet was so important for these 2 weeks, and they're passing it right now. And if they win tomorrow night, I will say that they will have passed it with flying colors. But the Thunder, Ted, they're not only just going to be a pain in the ass tomorrow night and in the postseason, but for years to come. So keep both good eyes on that game tomorrow night.
617-779-7937. Reacting to the Celtics-Lakers, are the Celtics the slam dunk best team in the NBA? Reacting to Brad Marchand, is he coming back to Boston this summer? Reacting a lot to the Patriots' offseason moves that have some of us really excited. B grades, A grades. But there is still more work to be done. We'll talk to Ted about that. What's left on the to-do list for these Patriots? What options are out there? 617-779-7937. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball gets us through what's trending.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-30 all-wheel drive, only $179 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SM808128. MSRP 27105. Ends 3/31/25.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.